4 HKX, mobile.
Well, hello, Patrick. Sender LTR for a short one.
What's Miss Bernice doing today?
Hey, Patrick. How's your day going?
Good. Had to come up here and fix a little leak on my father-in-law's garbage disposal this morning. And made run some errands in town. And got all that done. Now I can go home and do paperwork.
At least it's home when there's no place like home. I think Bernice is doing some dishes or something over here. Probably getting ready to can something. I don't know. I just had a piece of delicious chocolate cake and a cup of coffee. And was just sitting here listening to some classic country. Talked to M4ZLK Shane a little bit ago. He's out in Mobile. I think he drives a UPS truck, if I remember rightly. But at any rate, there was another station that was real super weak trying to get in, but I was busy eating my cake at the time.
A little bit of that. I was getting tools out of the excursion to fix that garbage disposal when y'all were talking about that and they were trying to get in.
Fixing a garbage disposal where at?
For my father-in-law.
What kind of fix is there to a garbage disposal, may I ask?
Well, I put a new one in last week, and he had to reattach the dishwasher finally, and there was a plug in there that was not normally there when I used to do plumbing work, so we had to go knock that out.
TR, Roger. That makes sense. I think I've put in my last one. The next one I'm going to have installed, I believe. But this one, knock on wood, has been doing pretty good. I got to put in another one of those float things for the toilet stool here. That would, it's sitting over here in front of me, but it's not got up and jumped into place yet. So we'll get that before the week's out. It starts to fill up, and then it stops. And it goes a little ways, and it stops. And it goes a little ways, and it finally stops. But it drives me nuts. It ain't right.
I used to do plumbing repair work for my uncle when I got out of high school. So I just don't tell everybody that I can do that.
I don't either. I do have a license, though, for that, Patrick.
I have my license because I don't do anything that requires one, but I could go take the test. I have the apprenticeship and time in.
Something's keying up the repeater, Patrick. There it went. Well, my license is as a skin diver for the roto rooter. Does that apply?
That one's off.
It ought to be good for an apprenticeship, hadn't it?
So?
Hard time talking now, Patrick. What's your problem?
Hard.
Well, that's contagious. That was what it was for. That's an old one, though. I always tell people. Sometimes I felt like it, crawling under that old house made about 1929 we used to live in up in Kansas. Wow. And the piping was all on the ground. And it was galvanized, of course, and I replaced it with brass and copper anytime something broke. But and then the water lines would freeze up in the wintertime. It was a nice muddy mess. And you'd almost get trapped under there. There was so little crawl space.
And under several houses up here like that, when there was a couple of them, we had to cut holes in the floor and go down through that way because you couldn't access it from the outside.
As you mentioned, we had to do that in the bedroom, didn't we, Bernice? Yeah, in the closet because I couldn't get in from the other side. And my left lung's attached to my rib cage there, and it's hypersensitive, and I can't hardly stand to do anything on my stomach. And so I told Bernice finally, I said, I just can't make it through that. So I said, let's just cut a hole in there, and that's what we did, and then covered it up with linoleum or something back then. The good old days, huh, Patrick?
I was much younger then, and several pounds lighter and more agile. I wouldn't want to try that at all nowadays.
Bitten by a brown spider, which we had lots of in Kansas when I was 9 years old, and it really knocked me for a loop, and I was terrified of them. So I take duct tape and tape my coveralls to my boots and cover up everything I could, and it still scared me. But yeah, we had lots of them suckers. Down here, I think I'd be more inclined to be fearful of a copperhead.
Just getting ready to go there. You know how they put plastic under a house for a moisture barrier? I was in there doing some work one day, and sitting there, and we'd already killed several snakes in there. Well, bye. Office started vibrating, man. I run out of there. I thought something had done got me from under that plastic. I think I hit every floor joist on the way out.
That station again, trying to get into the repeater. Let's listen up here, and I'll see if I can give him a radio check. KO4 station, go ahead. This is N0TR. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Over.
Apologize for the channel break. KO4, off with your Rumia. I'm copying. Over.
Well, Roger, you're very, very weak into the repeater. I'm going to make an assumption that you may be on a handy talkie. Is that correct? No, he just in and out. He's Gulf Whiskey Romeo on KO4. But anyways, just leave a little space between our transmissions and go ahead, Patrick.
See, I'm trying to get in a couple times, and he's had trouble there. I'm like you. I think he's on a handheld and just don't have enough to get there.
He kind of stepped on you a little there a couple of transmissions ago, and you were saying, what was under that plastic that you got out of there quick?
My pager went off. It started vibrating, and I thought we had another snake. I was sitting down in there, and I thought it got me.
That put some stuff in your sails, wouldn't it? Whew, yeah, I've been working on a 480 volt three phase panels before, and I was the only electrician that had a pager. And when that sucker went off and you was in a panel box, it would just scare the snot out of you.
You have a heart attack right there, not worrying about the electricity.
Before Gulf Whiskey Romeo station, I think I heard you trying to break in again. Your signal's just not getting through, sir. Over.
KO4, Gulf Whiskey Romeo. Copy. Over.
Very, very poor into the repeater. You need some more power, a better antenna, or something other than a handy talkie. Over. And, so I don't know if he's got ears either or not. He's not receiving well. Patrick, go ahead.
I don't think he can receive us is the problem.
Got that one down. Well, you know, I bought something there a couple days ago, and I thought it was where two fools met. But I felt like it was kind of for the betterment of things. And I was down to Lowe's, and they had a Clemson insulated mug. And, you know, there's 9 million of those things out there, and I've never had much luck with the aluminum ones. And I bought this one, and it's expensive, but you're giving to Clemson. So I thought, well, I'll do my part. And I figured that's where two fools met, and so did Bernice. I'm telling you, that sucker will keep something cold all day. It's just amazing. And now, There's not very many times this old man gives $24.95 for a cup. But I gotta say, it's the first one I ever bought that really works.
It really works. I use a stainless steel one. I've got a couple of those that I use, and they'll hold ice all day long. And for me, out traveling around, that helps out a lot.
Yes, and this one all day yesterday. It's just amazing, but the composition of the insulation and stuff in this one was of a different type than what I've seen in everything else I've ever had. And it's pretty. It's orange, got the tiger paw on it, and says Clemson. But I didn't buy it specifically for pretty. I wanted to get something that really worked. I got to tell you, I'll give this one a 5 stars, Patrick. There's your tip of the day.
Before HKX for ID. Yeah, it's hard to find a good product anymore. I mean, there's just so much stuff out there that's not worth the money we spend on it. It's disappointing.
KO4NNH, recognize. Yeah, Patrick, it's those China products, C-H-I-N-A. They kind of dominate the industry anymore. Go ahead, NNH.
Patrick, how y'all doing today? Just for coming on this conversation. Yeah, they don't make things as they used to anymore.
Deal with that a lot in what I'm doing, and I hate selling that stuff, but people don't want to pay for quality anymore. That just all anybody worries about is price.
That. Well, Patrick, I got to run. Pleasure's all mine. I've enjoyed visiting with you. You be safe out there, and glad you got that Roto-Rooter stuff done for your father-in-law. I think who you said it was for. And don't forget, I got spare copies of this license I can loan you. KO4HKX in 0TR. 73's, Patrick. You guys go ahead.
73's, Miss Bernice. Take care of him. And good luck. Fred, how are you today?
Tom, hope you have a great one. Patrick, I'm doing all right, man. I'm heading to the doctor right now. I haven't had back to the doctor for the back trauma. This is something that came back last night. Of course, it happened like right at the last minute of the shift, so I'm actually heading to the doctor right now for to see the nurse schedule me an appointment.
I want to get taken care of, man. That affects everything you do.
Believe me, I know. I'm heading to the doctor right now. Let's see. Hey, Patrick, I was trying to call you earlier this morning. Where's your route at on a Monday? I got a gentleman who has a blue point rim that's broken.
I'm in Traveler's Rest of a morning, and I end up down in Berea and Cedar Lane right in that area.
I'll relay that to my coworker. He's got a blue point wrench that I don't even know how, but apparently he broke it before he came to work one day, so he's asked me to see if I knew anybody.
Point, he's going to have to get on another truck. That's not ours. But Billy is in that area on Monday also, and he's the one that can take care of that.
I'll relay that information over to him in here in a little bit, but how's your day going so far, Patrick?
Not too bad. It hadn't been real busy. I had a couple errands to run in town. And I went and fixed that garbage disposal that I messed up for my father-in-law. Just head back to the house now to do some big work. Get ready for next week.
Come back one more time. I think I may have just sent over. I had some interference.
Picking up a little bit. Can you come back with that last transmission?
That last transmission yourself. I was actually in a weird spot right now. I don't know where I can transmit, where I can.
Better. I'm up here where I'm normally at, so I don't know if I'm the rain and storm up here is bothering me or not.
Good. I'm actually in the Pelzer area right now. I'm along 20 heading out to Christmas.
out now, so you're dropping a repeater.
Standing on both your transmissions, but I'm copying KOK, KB6RRX for your third-party opinion.
Yep, here it is. I'll go ahead and say 73s. I'm almost home anyway. KO4, HKX, variety. 73, guys.
I'm getting a lot of interference over here in this area. Other than that, I'm barely getting the repeater. Gentlemen, it's a pleasure. Have a good afternoon. KO4NH, I'll be clear.
6RRX mobile at rest. We'll still be listening.
6RX, KD2BNG, how you doing this?
For USG, oh, I'm doing pretty good. My wife is doing a little shopping. I get the little chance to play on the radio. Name here is Doug. I'm up here on White Horse at the Ingles store, your Ingles grocery store.
Totally mumbled. I'm a mumbler, I guess. Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf. People always get it wrong. Yeah, I was just setting out today. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm sure there's some project I got to complete.
Over there at Costco, I'm fine. Gosh, it seemed like there's going to be a bad storm coming or something, because I've just never seen that many people shopping at Costco, and I've been there at least once every day since Costco's been around. I've never seen any Costco store as busy as what it was this morning.
Costco card, I should probably get one. You know, occasionally they have things that, you know, I don't need 20 rolls of toilet paper or a gallon container of peanut butter, but you never know.
You don't need 4 bottles of ketchup every time you go either. And we bought a 12-pack of beer, took it to the register, and she says, well, I don't know how that happened. It's supposed to be a 24 case to that price. Well, can't you cut it in half? It's $28.99, make it $14.50 plus tax. No, we can't do that. How did a 12-pack get out there, huh? That's kind of cute. Well, you know, if you shop a lot, you get also 4% off on gasoline wherever you go, and you get 3% off on groceries and 3% off on restaurants when you go out to eat. So over the year's time, it almost pays for itself for the next coming year and the rewards that you pick up.
A couple of strange things. They had a very, very good rotisserie chicken for like $4. So you get about half a dozen of those and put them away. You know, pre-cooked rotisserie chicken. I think that was Costco. And the other thing they had is they had cheap film and photography and cheap film processing, like $2 or $3 film processing.
A lot of good samples. I even got a pack of those wieners. God, they were sausages. You know, they just went plain old turkey-filled hot dogs. They were some good sausage-type hot dogs. Picked those up there, and a lot of samples. Even at, what's that Italian restaurant there? Their salad. They also had that. So, giving away. So they're starting that again. That was real good. Only when I went past the 2 rows of wine, I asked the guy stacking the shelf. I said, how come no wine samples today? He looked at me. Anyway, yeah, even one of these places like Virginia there or Chateau Elan down 85, they're going into Atlanta there too. They don't just give you free wine anymore for samples. So too many people are making a habit of it.
Wine anymore, I'm not sure I ever really did. Beer either, for that matter. Beer, if you drink a lot of beer, you see, beer is funny. Wine, too, is some people have, it's the yeast in beer or the various other things in wine. You know, I guess just stick to hard liquor. It's healthier.
a lot of coffee every morning. And throughout the day, if it's in a heated bumper, you know, I'll fill the cup up again. Or cold water, iced tea, but not too much beer or any of the other wine either. But it's kind of nice when you get company over. Well, you want a soda, you want some wine, want a beer, then we'll take a beer. You know, it costs more. I didn't get your name. I don't think you gave you mine either. I told you my location. That was about it. So my name is Doug. And my call, KB6RRX. I know you're KD2, and then it just didn't come out too well. You're a lot clearer than the other two stations that had been transmitting. You know, there were a lot of bacon, a lot of frying on machines. So I don't know if it's my location or what, but each one of them was complaining. We were dropping out, you're staticky, and you know how they complain. Anyway, let's get your name, and I'll try to put that in my reference book.
It's Glenn, and you were Doug, right? Yeah, you know, reception around here is variable. If I pull 5 feet further down the driveway, you may lose me because there's some sort of tree to my left. So, you know, mobile, I assume you're on a mobile unit. Yeah, they're funny. This is a good repeater, though. Or used to be a lot better repeater, but, you know, it's still a pretty good repeater.
Yeah, I'm using the ICOM 50-100 D-Star, 2HF, VHF, and D-Star. So, yeah, there is a little bit of white noise coming on your transmission there. Again, I don't know where this repeater is located. If it's on a high building in Greenville or up on a higher hill around the area or something like that. But I'm up here where they got four of those vertical towers. Some radio station. I don't know what radio station it is. Probably some religious broadcasting station there. Are you familiar with Whitehorse? What would be a cross section of street? Yeah, I don't know what it is either. Well, right by Ingalls, you can see it if you get up this way.
On Whitehorse Road, I think I know. I sort of know where you, yeah. You mentioned where you are at that Ingalls there. Yeah, no, this repeater is on top of either Paris Mountain or Caesar's Head Mountain. This might be the one on Paris Mountain. There's another one with the same call sign I have programmed in here. I think it's 14682, which is on top of the other mountain, Caesar's Head Mountain. That other repeater gets very little traffic. This, I guess, is the main repeater.
All the antennas on top of Paris Mountain every so often in my area here. So if this is set up there at Paris, then I got to fine-tune it a little scratchy. And, well, I am only using low power. That's what I always use. Unless it can't be heard, then I'll kick it up to medium. So, okay, well, very good. So where are you heading, and what are your plans for the rest of the day? I'm going to try to stay cool because it's awfully hot. I was 91 degrees here, according to my odometer on my pick-em-up truck.
K-8-H-A-N. I just wanted to tell you, I found out last night, or learned for sure, that this repeater is on Caesar's Head Mountain. It's on the same tower that holds the WYFF television tower.
You too. Oh, so this is the one on Caesar's Mountain. There's another one on Paris Mountain.
Yeah, this one's Caesar's, yep.
So he said this one is not on Paris Mountain, then, so it's got to be further to, I'm thinking, the east then of my location here. And so the other station, go ahead, take another turn. I sure didn't hear your call, KB6RRX.
KB6RRX, it's K8HAN, it's Brian. I'm in Greenville. Caesar's Head Mountain is about 30 miles, I guess it would be northwest of Greenville.
Other frequency, I don't know why I don't hear anything on the other frequency, 14682 or something is on the other mountain, because I have two repeaters programmed in here with this call sign, and I guess the same club owns them, the Blue Ridge Radio Club.
It was anything but this frequency anymore. I just leave it here and don't even scan.
Repeater around here. Because it's on the top of, there's another one on the top of Mount Mitchell in, I guess, North Carolina. It's at a 6,000 foot elevation. It's got maybe, I'd say, almost a 100 mile radius.
14590 or something like that. Or 145190. That's another good one to have. The only other one that has a decent amount of activity.
On a couple of times and had a couple of conversations, but I always get dropped. You got to have some pretty good power to get that. I think I'm going out with about 25 watts for my mobile. You probably need a stronger radio to hit that repeater regularly.
Just a better antenna there, Brian.
It's kind of short. It's just a standard mobile magnetic mount. Nothing special about it. It works pretty good for this repeater, but I don't know. I haven't had a lot of experience anywhere else.
I've hit that watts using the copper tubing J-pole, which isn't even mounted outside. So, but I might be further, I'm further east, so I might be a bit closer.
So the problem I have with my J-pole is I only use it for my 5-watt handheld. I don't have any other kind of base station, so then I don't have enough power. The antenna's probably adequate, but now the radio's too weak.
Surprisingly well. Because I guess it's, it adds together, I guess, being a half wave, and doesn't need a ground plane. So you can mount one in, you know, unlike the car antenna, you don't need a big metal surface to mount it on. And mine is basically just inside, sitting against the corner of the wall, you know, away from any electrical equipment. I should actually put one outside. I should actually build a hole of one much, much bigger, maybe for like 10 meters.
I'm pretty busy making antennas in this hobby, that's for sure. I've done a couple myself, and I'm just getting started.
A lot of the 3/8 inch round dowel aluminum, all aluminum J-poles, and I started making the dual band, VHF, UHF, they all worked out good. A couple of guys even stuck them on their vehicles. Kind of look ugly, though. But you drill a hole through the top of the long rod and pull it up in a tree, and my God, it's going to do better than a lot of the Diamond Comet antennas for sure. Anyway, you guys carry on. Brian, you can pick it up and pass it over to Lynn, KB6RRX, check it out, 73.
73, Doug. Nice to meet you. Good talking to you.
Doug, we'll hear you. There's a net tonight, you know, every night at 9 o'clock. But we'll talk to you in a bit. KD2BNG, and I forget who. The other station, you just mentioned your call sign.
K8HAN, Brian.
KN, is that right? Okay, Brian. Yeah, well, I'll see who checks in for the 9 o'clock, the 9 o'clock net.
Controller tonight.
Net controller, no one's ever asked me to. I'm not a member of the club. I don't suppose it matters. I've listened on to the net enough times that I probably could. I think you got enough net controllers for right now. As far as I know. But additional ones are always needed.
Yeah, I think the Breyers Club had their first in-person meeting this last go-around, and I forgot all about it, and, you know, just didn't make it. I plan to go next week. I'd like to put some names to faces. I've been licensed since January, and most of the time everybody was out because of COVID, and they had some online meetings. That didn't work out very well, but definitely want to make a face-to-face meeting. With the net controller thing, I haven't either, but I did have on HF the other night. I was doing a U.S. awards net and got asked to help with relaying for the net controller that was there, and I had a blast with that. Just loved it, and I told him I'd be back again Tuesday.
I put up another HF antenna. The last kind of half-hearted attempt I had, you know, I had a long, just a random long wire going between two telephone poles on the property, and that thing fell down long ago. I never put it back up. You know, the 10-meter J-pole is one possibility. I got a couple of hamsticks. I got a 75-meter and 40-meter hamstick. Maybe I'll do something with those. I'll put them on the roof of this van, which has basically been sitting here for years. Use that as a ground plane.
K8HAN, that's sounds like a good idea. Good use of a van that's not being used anyway. With my HF radio, the one frequency I can't tune to is the 10-meter band, so maybe I need a J-pole for that, too. When you mentioned that earlier, I was thinking maybe that's the solution. Put up a J-pole in the tree, run a wire down to the radio, and when I want to use 10 meters, just switch to that antenna.
Designed for the upper bands. 10 meters, 12 or 15 meters, you're going to start getting real long. Let's see. Take the 2-meter one and quintuple all the measurements. So let's see. For the 10-meter one, you're going to have an 8-millimeter driven element and like a 24-foot, you know, passive element. You know, it's going to be a big antenna. And 12 and 15 meters, I don't even want to bother with. I'll do something else for those.
I guess you don't want to be spending that kind of money.
Damn, contact.
Let's see, I would need 3 10-foot sections and part of another one. Yeah, it's going to be like 40 feet of copper tubing, which isn't all that much. You know, and it doesn't have to be real good copper tubing.
I think I heard a station K4OIM calling. Go ahead.
K4OIM. Walt, I'm the Houston Nightnet controller, and Dave announced last night that we are needing net controllers. Maybe somebody that can do it once a month, or, you know, like one weekend out of the month, or one night a month, and somebody that can fill in when whoever's supposed to call the net that night, something comes up and they can't call it. But we are needing net controllers for the RARS net.
Try, Walt. I'm going to let Dave know. I heard him say that because I was on at the beginning of that net. I heard him talking about that, and then I heard the conversation that ensued, and then I made it to my park, my driveway, and didn't hear any further. But I think I'm going to look into that, at least a once-a-month kind of volunteer type thing.
Since 1978, and I was strictly CW. I had to learn 5 words a minute to get my ticket. Yeah, I swore I'd never use CW once I got my ticket, but I was mic shy, and 3 years ago, I started monitoring 2 meters, and then back this past, I believe February the 2nd, I told Dave I'd like to give it a try, and I shadowed people for about a month. I'd sent copies of the call signs and keep the count and everything to make sure I was getting them all. And that Tuesday night when it came my turn to call the net, I said, what in the world have I gotten into? I don't like to talk on the radio. Let the repeaters off. But I can tell you now, it is fun. And I've got to where after I close my net out on Tuesday night, I have a round table discussion so that anybody can get in and ask questions about radios, about antennas, or computers. There's always somebody there that's smarter than I am that can help you out. So I'd like to invite you to not just my net, every night, check into the net.
And I can. I got a family I got to pay attention to, and the 9 o'clock time doesn't always work out. I call in whenever I can, so I'll keep doing that for sure. And I have, you and I have had a RagQ conversation after your net in the past, too. We talked about HF radio a few weeks back. I don't know if you remember.
And Glenn and talking about wanting to get an HF antenna up. I've got an 80-40 fan dipole up out here. I'm thinking about calling the net, the South Carolina single sideband net one night. I told them I was interested because they're looking for net controllers. But I got an 80-40 fan dipole up. I've got a 6-meter dipole here in the drawer, brand new, ready to go up. I got a 20-meter double bazooka dipole in the drawer, brand new, I need to get up. And then I got an 80-through-10-meter EHAM, E-antenna man dipole that's 88.5 feet long. I need to get that thing up. I had it up for, about 2 years, and then the SWR went up on it. I took it down, and the vallum was full of water. I've got it dried out now. I'm going to drill some holes in the bottom of the rubber cup when I put it back up. But I just thought I'd drop in the conversation and let you know we are looking for net controllers, if not full-time, one night a week, somebody that can just fill in part-time. I'm pretty sure Monday night might be open, and I know Daniel calls the net tonight, and I have heard Daniel call the net 3 nights straight, but I told Dave last night, if something come up that somebody couldn't call net that night, just email me or give me a call, and I'd pick it up. I really enjoy it. I've got to get off here. I got a phone call coming in, so... good talking to you, and you too, Glenn. So this is K4OIM. I'll be clear.
AK82BNG. Okay, Walt. 73s. And if I check into the net, maybe we'll hear you again.
Walt, 73s. And man, I got to get back to work. I'm supposed to be working from home, and I'm just not doing that. I guess it's hard on a Friday afternoon.
From home thing, how's that working out? Although from what I hear, sometimes productivity has actually gone up, you know, because you would think it would go down because you got more distractions. But I think the trend is now we don't want to go back to the office.
That seems to be the trend. I was back for a long time in the office until they decided we needed to start wearing masks again, and I just wasn't willing to do that, so I'm at home until they get over that.
Everyone has to, tell people to get the damn vaccine. Yeah, but there's always going to be uninfected or unvaccinated people. This is not going back to normal, maybe not even this year. Maybe by this time next year.
I sure hope so. I don't know. I've had enough, and just about everybody I talk to has had enough. I mean, I know it's real. I know people are dying, but there's got to be a time when we just say, okay, we're going to have to muddle through it.
We're not the ones that get to decide that. You know, we're working on the virus's timetable.
Yeah, that's for sure. And it looked like it was going away, and then we had the mutation or variant or whatever it is.
And are we going to need annual booster shots? That I don't know. I got the immunizations back in May or June, so it's too early for that. But in a year or so, I suppose we're going to have another one.
Yeah, I'm pretty much on the same timeline. Well, I got to get in the house. It's good talking to you. It's good talking to Doug and Walt and everybody, too. But 73's there, everybody. K8HAN, I'll be out on your final end.
Anyway, I got... let me get down the road here, and I will hear you up the net. 73's, you have a good one. K2B.